Welcome to the Mastery Matrix podcast. I am your host, Kyrie, and on this side of the podcast world, we geek out on human potential and transformation. You know, how to disrupt ourselves, elevate to mastery, and build our mind, body, spirit, and systems for greatness. I hope you're ready, guys, because I am. Let's go. All right, let's talk about something super, super fascinating. So you've probably noticed, you know this, right? Like everything comes in cycles. The music that was cool back in the 90s is like back now, right? 30 years later. And it is the same in business. It is the same in so many different areas. And right now, you probably are feeling it that things are shifting again. The way that technology back in the 90s like completely changed with the internet and cell phones and stuff like that, we're feeling the same now with AI, right? And you know, how people used to move even 2-3 years ago before the pandemic, everything has shifted. And so you have to be setting yourself up and for success in this type of environment. Now, the reality is the world is going to keep changing faster and faster and faster. And, you know, that's what technology does. Changes maybe a century ago, 2 centuries ago, used to take so much more time. But since the Industrial Revolution, everything started shifting much faster. And today it's like you can't even keep up with the things that came out, you know, 2-3 days ago, because things are shifting so fast. And so in that reality, it is so important that you figure out a way for you to grow so that you can keep up with things, so that you can continue seeing, you know, positive results, so that you can grow yourself and get the results that you're looking for. I don't believe that it's possible to get sustainable results in anything if you're not constantly investing in yourself. And the reason I titled this episode this way is because you could grow every single day. At the end of the day, we are all creatures that are looking for growth in one way, shape, or form. The reality, though, is that people don't grow at the same speed, right? And I do believe that the people who win the most and the people who win the most often and the people who are able to sustain their wins and actually enjoy it are the people who are going to grow the fastest over time. All right. That is a belief. And now this has been, proven over and over and over again over, the past centuries and millennials. It's like the people who change the world, the people who have the most impact, the people who really create value are people who are growing themselves on a regular basis. And especially in today's world, you know, if you figure out a way to continue making that growth happen for yourself, you are going to win faster than others. You are going to be the person that people turn to because you are leading in one way, shape, or form. And people need that, right? I don't think that everybody needs to grow at the same rate, that everyone needs to be doing the same thing. Not the case. But some people are here for that reason. And you're probably one of those people, people who feel like they're pulled by a specific vision, like they are here to serve, like they're here to bring something positive to the world, typically are required to grow as well. And so I want to dive into what is super important, what I've noticed in the people that change things, because I've been working with them for a long time now. What do they do? What do the most effective ones and the most successful ones do? And the ones that are really seen as leaders in their industry, what do they do that is so different? Okay. Now, here's what I will tell you. I was looking at how can I simplify this in one way? Of course, there's multiple facets of growth, but the one that I want to talk today about is the idea of creativity in order to create innovation and in order to create your own growth, your business growth, your community growing, the people around you being impacted in a positive way. That way of thinking and that way of bringing creative solutions to the world, starting by your own person, your own family, your own life, and, you know, spreading that around you, It comes from a specific equation that is not mathematical by any means. Okay. I am no Einstein here, but I do believe that this is true 100%. And I've seen it over and over and over again. And that here's the formula. Okay. Bear with me. Here it is. Creative input plus creative output equals growth and innovation. And so what do I mean by that? And again, please don't write to me saying, Kyrie, this does not make sense mathematically. I told you it did not. Okay. But the message is still valid. All right. So let me tell you what I mean by that. Creative input is basically anything that you're going to do as an individual to bring information into your way of thinking. So it's the new knowledge that you acquire, the new skills that you go and get. It's what is new that you didn't have yet, that you didn't know yet, that you weren't aware of yet, that you're bringing into your reality. And so that might mean that you are reading a book every single day, right? I love reading books. I love it. It's super fun. It gets me thinking in different ways. It gets my mind, you know, connecting new information and new ideas to what I already have stored. So reading books is one way of acquiring new knowledge, right? Listening to podcasts, listening to videos on YouTube, even if you want to, watching documentaries of people that you really, really admire, or science or history or whatever that looks like, but something that is going to actually bring value and new knowledge to you. It might be in the form of videos or podcasts or articles, right? It might look like you're taking a new course or a new program, or you're enrolled into something that's going to teach you a new skill set or bring to you a new, a new talent or something that you just never experienced, but you see it as an opportunity for growth, right? It might be taking part into a mastermind where people are coming from different industries. So for me, even my past career as a consultant was on purpose. It was by design. I wanted to be able to learn all the time and very, very, very quickly. And the best way to do that was to immerse myself into different industries at the same time. So I was able to do in 1 year what most people would do over the course of maybe a decade to be able to learn, right? Simply because I was operating in the morning, maybe in a military type of organization. And then in the afternoon, I was at Ubisoft for video games. And then the next day, I was somewhere in healthcare. And then the next day in education or the movie industry. Like, that is what my career looked like. And I absolutely love that because I learned so much in a short period of time, right? For someone who was in her 20s when she started that, by the time, like, you know, 10 years later that I was out, I had learned so much more than most people do in many, 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 many years in their career, because people usually will stay in the same company for maybe 2, 3, 5 years, right? So in the span of a decade, they might do, you know, 2, 3 different organizations. I did dozens. Okay. So looking for a diversified type of context that you evolve in will get you to see so many things. Even travel is a way of acquiring new knowledge and being in front of new cultures. That's why I love traveling so much, and I wanted to offer that to my kids. So creative input is anything that you will do to acquire new knowledge on a daily basis. So you don't do this once every fortnight. You don't do this once every, you know, trimester. It's something that you should be looking for every single day, all right, for this to work. Creative output, on the other hand, is what you create in order to transfer knowledge, something that you will put out to the world that someone else will utilize as their creative input. And so this can take the form of you writing a book, or you writing your own blog, or you producing your own podcast. Like for me, this podcast that I have, you know, new episodes twice a week, my content on social media, my blog posts on my website, that is all ways for me to create and ways for me to have that creative output on a regular basis, right? And it's something that I work on every single day. So as I said, writing social media content, producing your podcast, blog posts, a book, if you have a book, you know, creating courses and programs and teaching new things to other people. I do that too on a daily basis because I'm working with clients who are operating at higher level than I used to maybe, you know, 10 years ago, right? And so their world is changing. So my world is changing as well as I'm learning all the things that they need and I'm researching and I'm taking additional training and I'm testing new things within our company, et cetera, so that, you know, we can bring that to them. All of that is creative output. Okay. And while creative input is going to help you, you know, what most people, how most people operate, it's so weird. The way most people operate, it's like they're in a fishbowl. It's like the same things are happening day in and day out. And then they're bored and they don't like their jobs. And you know what I mean? Like most people operate in that type of paradigm. And that's why I love entrepreneurs, because most entrepreneurs are not there anymore, or they, at least the reason why they started it was to get out of that routine and to be solving new problems, etc., right? But the creative input, what it'll do is that it will bring you new information so that you don't stay stuck in your fishbowl. We all have a fishbowl that is the sum of all of our knowledge and experiences and skill set. It is our comfort zone. And you want to make sure that you get out of that on a daily basis, not necessarily by jumping off hills every single day or every single Friday, but at least learning new things. Be exposed to new information. Be exposed to new ideas. Expose yourself to new opinions, even if you don't agree with them. I read stuff sometimes and I'm like, this, I don't know about this. Like, I don't know that I agree, but that is perfect. It is still worth reading because then I get a chance to see that there is other perspectives, right? There are so many other perspectives, and it helps you then. It helps me create new ways of thinking, new neural pathways, and start to connect ideas here and there to create something even better. Okay. So a lot of, like, I know that personally I've changed a lot over the past few years, and it is on purpose. It is by design. And you can also change at really light speed if you take the time to take on new knowledge, new wisdom, new skills, and expose yourself to new ideas on a regular basis. I always tell people, even going to a restaurant and choosing a different route to get there, or getting in there and choosing a different menu, right? Our routines give us the same results. The information that we consume that's always the same will give you the same ways of thinking. You want to get out of that on a regular basis, okay? And right now, people used to kill each other to have access to information. Now you have to dodge information in order not to get it. So there is no excuse to not put yourself in front of new ideas on a regular basis. All right, that one's clear? Okay. Creative output, what it helps you do, it allows you to process the information that you've been getting. So let's say that you gave yourself this routine or this habit of reading 10 pages of a book every single day. You know, that means that every month you're probably going to go through a couple of books, right? By the end of the year, you've read 12 to 20 books. All of those new ideas, you don't want to just stock them in there and then not be able to do anything about it. The best way to process this information is to output, right? It is to look at what you've learned. Okay, what new ideas are coming to you that you can share with the world? Or even if you just wanted to journal it, that's totally fine too. That's what I used to do before I started coaching online and training people online. I just used to write them down on my, it was just my thing. Okay. So what can you output based on all the things you're learning? What are the new ideas that come to you? What are the associations now? How are you seeing that you can up-level things, right? And being able to have an outlet for that to come out. And one thing that's super, it's so funny, and I see this a lot with my clients who are at the multimillion dollar mark, who grew their business using their creativity, and now they're finding themselves surrounded with all of these people, whether it's client and team and so much to do. And when their creative outlet is taken away from them, it sucks. And it's so funny because I've been having this conversation a lot with clients who were like, Kyrie, I just had to clear my calendar. A client of mine, literally, she literally just fired a couple of clients just to get that creativity back, the time and space to be able to do that. Another one was like, from now on, I'm not doing anything on Fridays. I'm just going to go to the beach and be my creative self, because it literally was eating up at her, right? So it is so important to have your own creative outlet so that you can process things and, you know, create something out of them. And that is how you're going to find yourself growing so fast, becoming so much smarter. Yes, I dare say it. And you'll just be so surprised at how you start changing things and solving problems that you didn't even know that you could solve in the past. It is mind blowing. Okay. So creative input, creative output. And most people don't take the time to do both. Most people are focused on just doing one. Either they're consuming a ton, and I know so many people, most beginner entrepreneurs, I will say this, most beginner entrepreneurs I have met spend most of their time acquiring information but not outputting anything, which keeps them stuck. And then I see other people who are always, you know, putting stuff out there, but there is no elevation. There is no evolution, right? Like you feel when you can feel it when somebody has been doing the same thing over and over and over again, and there is no growth. You can literally tell it from, you can tell that that's happening from their output. Okay. So what's really important is to find a way to balance both, where you are focusing on input and you have a day and time for that, and you're focusing on output. And maybe, you know, during the month, maybe you have a couple of weeks that are focused on just consuming stuff, and you do that on a regular basis, and you have a week or two that are focused on output. Or maybe during certain days of the week, you're doing one or the other, but have a way to balance the two. And I promise you, you will find yourself growing and innovating and solving bigger and bigger and bigger problems faster than your peers. And when I say solving problems, I am not saying that you will find yourself in all of the, you know, the negative stuff, but no, it is at the end of the day, the people who make the most money, the people who have the most impact on other human beings, the people who bring change and transformation, what they're literally doing is they're providing value to the world by solving someone else's problem or someone else's need. That is what this is about, right? And so by you feeding yourself with a new energy of knowledge, of wisdom, of skills, of experiences, because you get out of your fishbowl and you take the time to transform that into something that's going to serve other people, you are going to have that change, and people will reward you. The universe will reward you with, you know, accolades, if that's what you're looking for, money, if that's what you're looking for, fulfillment, if that's what you're looking for. You will get all of those things that you're looking for. But it has to come through you creating value for other people in a way that evolves as the times evolve as well. And the best way to do that is to find your balance of input and output so that you're taking in and you're helping others with what you're learning. And I will add this as a little side note before I end this episode. All information is not the same, in the sense that when things are changing super, super, super fast, I know that I like to make to strike this other balance, which is looking at what never changes. Like there are some things, there are some realities, some pieces of knowledge that have always been true, right? And typically you'll find that in books. Typically you'll find that in books. Some books that were written like 5,000 years ago, they're still relevant today. Some books that were written 2,000 years ago are still relevant today, right? Whereas when you're looking at a YouTube video or you're looking at certain other pieces of media, it might not be super relevant anymore, right? So that is why for me, books need to always be part of what you look at, because most books, at least a lot of the really well-known books, they stand the test of time. And so you want to get that knowledge from books as well, because what was relevant in a lot of cases 50 years ago, 20 years ago, 100 years ago will still be relevant today. But whereas when you look at things like articles or whatever, especially when it has to do with technology or things that become obsolete very quickly, it just won't, the information that you're taking in doesn't have the same quality. Let's just put it that way. All right. So look at what your balance needs to be. All right. Pay attention to that. Make sure that you have space in your calendar to do both and go be your best self. Go grow faster than everyone else if you need to, and then turn around and give back. All right. I love you so much. Have an amazing one. We'll talk again soon. There you have it. If you got any insight from today's show, guys, please make sure that you leave a review and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. That would mean a lot to me. Also, the conversation continues, and I want you to connect with me on IG or Facebook at Kairi Var. Now, this information is in the show notes, so you can grab it in there and message me with your biggest takeaway from today's show. All right, so thanks again so much for being here with me today. I will see you very soon.